Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Once again, Mid-Flight Brawl is brought to you by the legends over at Heaps Normal. Summertime's over. Pull your fucking head in. Enough of the froths. If you want some award-winning, bloody local, independent, non-alcoholic beer, there's only one place to go. Heaps Normal. Heapsnormal.com. Chuck in duty-free at checkout for free shipping around Australia. Heggy, we just had some in Perth.
Yes.
On the weekend at Oasis Comedy Club.
Much needed.
Oh, much needed.
In the midst of a very big week over in Perth. They're pretty wild over there. They put beers in your hand.
Yes.
Fans put beers in your hand while you're talking.
Yeah, it's come up.
Need some Heaps to sober up.
The Heaps are the way to go. It is winter time. Get some of that coffee run stout in you. Lots of different flavours, but give them all a crack. Heapsnormal.com, duty free at checkout, for free shipping around Australia.
Hey, I'm Nick Cody.
And I'm Luke Heggie. Throughout human history, there have been countless scuffles, melees and fracases. When planes were invented, we didn't magically just stop belting the shit out of each other.
So ladies and gentlemen, strap in, kick your shoes off, recline your seat without checking, drink your duty-free and start staring aggressively at strangers. This is Mid-Flight Brawl.
Mid-air madness, passengers trading blows.
Mid-air brawl on board a scoot flight from the Gold Coast.
At LAX. Thrown off a flight from Bali.
A disruptive passenger on board.
Cussing, screaming, spitting, even urinating.
Many of them have been captured on cell phones.
Where's the lady that started the
I hope this crashes. Out the fucking door!
Welcome to Mid-Flight Brawl. Any tip rat can fly now, and here's what happens when they do. I'm Nick Cody.
And I'm Luke Heggie. Good news, straight off the top, back up to number 153 in Cambodia for comedy podcasts.
You beauty. So nice.
I want to listen to the other 152, but yeah, 153rd best Cambodian comedy podcasts. Not bad.
We've done it.
Mm.
Well, we'll celebrate this weekend in Brisvegas, Mr. Heggie. We're back up to Queensland, one actual one. One adopted Queenslander.
Yeah.
I'm currently sitting. People can't see, but I'm in my Broncos training top right now, getting ready for a big week ahead of me back being against the wall.
Yeah.
Mate, looking forward to it because I want to check your shows are on at the Brisbane Comedy Festival.
Yeah, I'll start. Oh, this comes out Thursday, tonight, if anyone wants to come tonight.
Whoa. Mate, it's a shame. It's a shame you've never been to Thailand because the Thai kickboxing van just rolls around with speakers on the back and that's
tonight. I've been to plenty of countries
kickboxing
where they're doing this exact thing, usually for elections and what have you, with a megaphone sticky taped to the roof of a sedan.
There we go.
Screaming. Pretty good stuff.
If you see the Heggie Mobile getting around Brisbane today, if you're listening when it comes out, Thursday the 9th of May, tonight. Four shows at the Brisbane Powerhouse.
Yeah, Thursday to Sunday. I just did a promo interview with your old mates at Triple M Brisbane.
Oh, bullshit.
And I'll tell you what, things are a bit different on mass media up there. Pretty wild.
Yeah.
I thought, man, if it's this loose on radio, I can't wait to see what they're going to cop live because it turned to murder. The last thing that got said to me was, yeah, mate, murder responsibly. I didn't even bring it up. They're talking about, you know, getting prepared. Dig a bit deeper, that sort of thing.
Well, and you did not bring this up.
I didn't bring it up. They did.
Wow. Okay.
And I thought you might have worded them up, but of course I joined in.
So
do the work. Get your holes dug early, buy your stuff with cash, separate locations.
Yep.
Biggest night of your life, arguably, you want it to go well. So
and they'll
get prepared.
They'll write up for that chat.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
No, but nothing wrong, yeah. They swear a little bit up there on the radio.
Mate, same as in Melbourne and in Sydney.
Really?
Yeah.
You can say shit and prick.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Willy-nilly.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Mate,
okay.
It's fun now.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's cute.
Just don't drop a C-bomb. You're good to go.
You say, fuck, on morning radio.
No, you can't. Well, they'll beep that. But still, you'll have a laugh. No one will get in trouble.
Oh, okay.
Just dump it. Move on.
I was not aware of that.
That's why you've got a 7-second delay, just in case any of those things happen. Buss, get out of there.
Yeah. We used to try and get swear words through.
Mm.
Like as kids, you'd ring up the radio station, request a song and ask for, you know, bloody fucking cunt, Live It on a Prayer, please, and see if it got through.
The bit steep. You are the person on the other end is not paying any attention to their job if that's getting through.
It gets through. Oh, every now and then it did get through, and there'd be people on the extension phone having a good laugh in the next room.
Good gear. Thanks to everyone that did come out in Perth to the live mid-flight brawl, followed by Heggie's book launch. A ripper afternoon there at Oasis Comedy Club. If you live in Perth and you haven't been, go and check the spot out. Great club.
It is a good club.
Above the Brisbane Hotel.
Very nice club.
Yes.
Very good. Brisbane this week sold out, sucked in.
Yep.
Bringing up some merch up there if you want to get amongst the caps. Limited edition MFB caps. Ran out in Perth. Didn't quite bring enough. Mm. They're in hot. They're a hot ticket. Bring some up to Brizzo and get into them. Hopefully, only way you can get them, live shows.
Hopefully we're not out by the time we get around to July 19, 2021. We'll be in Sydney, Newcastle and Canberra. Canberra's only got a couple of tickets left. They've flown out the door. Newcastle, it's the biggest live mid-flight brawl we've ever done in a conservatory. Where are we?
Conservatorium.
Conservatorium. My apologies. Newcastle Conservatorium. That'll be Grouse. And Sydney, mate, again, Sydney, get around us. Not many tickets left. Get on midflightbrawl.com if you want to come and see us live. Heggie, though, if you're in Brizzy Thursday to Sunday this week, make sure you go and check out Grogan. And then next week, I think you're in Sydney, right? The Enmore Theatre.
Enmore Theatre, yeah. Friday, 17th of May. Filming it, actually.
Beautiful.
Do something a little bit special for that. So if anyone wants to come, get along. My tickets are much cheaper than anyone else at the Enmore.
Your last special, you had to build your own fucking stage and put that at the start to show everyone you're still a working class man.
Okay, yeah.
What are you doing this? Are you one of the ushers? Are you taking tickets and showing people to their seats before you get up, or what will you be doing?
Oh, you'll see when it comes out. I've got a few plans. We'll see which one comes through. Don't know. Keeping it simple, stupid.
Of course.
But I'm not building anything, but yeah, it'll be all right with any luck.
Mate, great. Before we get into the app, though, get on our Patreon, patreon.com/midflightbrawl for our bonus apps, the spin-off podcast Land Larrikins. There's bloody close to 100 of those now. There's a bunch of live episodes that, for reasons you'll hear when you listen to them, we are unable to release on this free feed. But we get lovely messages over at Patreon, and one is from a listener, Dan. Dan is a cop. And the other week, Heggie, we were talking about when you get, tasering someone in the dick.
Oh, yeah.
And my theory was, I wanted to know, do they crack a fat? Do they bone up?
Yeah.
And he said, lads, surely someone's already written in by now. No, they haven't, Dan. You'll be happy to know that close to 1,000 patrons, none of them have been fortunate enough to see the result of tasering someone in the cock. But he said, can confirm, nil erections once the taser probes go in. If anything, pretty much turns into an innie and looks like a little mushroom.
Oh, wow.
Champignon.
So as soon as they do it, they whip the guy's clothes off and have a squeeze.
He said, have seen 3 taserings in my 14 years, 1 naked. And then in brackets, he was naked, not us.
So when someone's naked, the nut's a fair game, I'll take it.
Oh, mate.
Groin area. We just go for it anyway.
The first place you go.
Yeah.
Just for, I assume, some sort of bonus points back at the station when they're chalking up the results of the day. I assume maximum credit goes to a dick taser.
I would think so. I know they're trained shoot to kill, and I get why, but I think if I had a gun and I was trained to kill, I'd still just go for the nuts anyway.
Yeah.
Keep them alive, see what happens.
Shoot their cock off so then you don't have to feel bad. You don't need it on your mind that you've killed someone, and then
might as well be dead.
Yeah, they'll finish it off themselves at a later point. Don't you worry. Anyway, good to get a little bit of science out in the intro. Before we get into the episode, though, each week if we're down the line from one another during the intro, Heggie's always got a Zoom background with a grim past. This, I must say, it there's some sort of Christmas decorations on an, I want to say an English. Oh, is it not? Oh, no, it's a crane. Is it a crane?
It's a crane, yeah.
It's a crane going into the second story window of what looks to be quite an English house.
Very much so, yes.
Okay, a crane going, oh, I'm getting it ready. I read the story last week. The world's fattest man died, correct?
Yes, yeah, well, England's fattest.
Sorry, I should say the world's heaviest man. May have been muscle. We don't know.
England's heaviest man. You're not going to beat an American here.
Oh, right. Is it only the UK?
Yeah, he wouldn't be top 100. this was Jason Holton.
It's like Commonwealth Games versus the Olympics.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
If you don't include Russia, China, or America, what are we even doing?
Absolutely. Like comparing shootings and shit. Jason Holton sadly did die. Just last week, you want to hear his diet. This is him getting craned out of his house in 2020.
All right, diet.
Yeah, the diet. Brunch. So not even breakfast, but brunch. Large doner and chips. No pita. No salad. No sauce. With extra doner meat. Pop tarts chaser.
Pop tarts.
Yeah, pack nice. Of pop tarts.
So hold on there. You've said he's had a large doner. No salad. No pita.
No salad. No pita. Chips. And extra doner meat.
So he's just, he's had meat and chips. I'm trying meat to tell chips, us all he's having a kebab. All right.
Yeah. what's it? Seinfeld's HSP? Got something to do with Pop-Tarts. Fucking, he's made a Pop-Tarts movie or something.
Unfrosted, out now on Netflix.
Oh, right.
Starring your good friend Ronnie Cheng.
But is it Seinfeld's in it?
It's a Seinfeld wrote it, I believe.
And he's in it just talking about Pop-Tarts, is he?
Yeah.
Sounds brilliant.
A comedy about Pop-Tarts. He said he wrote it during COVID when everything was a bit grim and he just wanted to make a silly movie about a fun time.
Right, eh? So put it out back when everyone's happy.
A lot of lot of cameos.
Yeah, sounds awesome. afternoon. So not even lunch. He's gone straight from brunch to afternoon tea.
How's he done that? No brekkie, no lunch.
No brekkie, no lunch. Well, it's just brekkie and lunch, but sloth times. On the sloth clock, it's more like 11 and 3 for breakfast and lunch, not, 7 and 12:30 like a lot of people. Afternoon tea, 3 buckets of chicken chow mein.
Bosh.
Prawn toast.
Bosh.
And prawn crackers.
Yep.
And a packet of what? Like a box of what?
All right, so he's had 3 boxes of chicken chow mein. Prawn crackers, and it's from the same joint. It's from the same takeaway.
No, it's dessert.
Oh, it's a dessert. I'm going to say like a big. What's that fucking classic fucking ice cream cake?
Viennetta. No,
oh.
It's a box of Pop Tarts.
Oh, well, I should have known.
Yeah. in the evening, he just has. A lighter meal. It's 2 cheese sandwiches, 3 chocky bars, 3 packets of crisps, and box of what?
I'm going to lock in Pop-Tarts. Yes.
No more calls, please.
Hey, you're fucking beauty.
Drinks. Drinks for the day. You want to know the drinks?
I'm going to have to say numerous 2-litre bottles of Coke or Mountain Dew.
No, all up. 1.5 litres of orange juice.
Yeah.
And 5 cans of what?
I'm going to Monster energy drink. Nah.
Jim it's Beam. A classic. It's a classic for the no alcohol for these sorts of people.
Mountain Dew.
The prime target for this product is people of Jason's persuasion.
Oh, of course, Diet Coke.
Diet Coke.
Well,
so the whole thing makes no sense when you
Jason is fucking Diet Coke's Gallipoli. It's not Diet Coke's fault.
Yeah.
It's up against it.
Well, this was sent in by a listener. Not all of it. Like the suggestion of Jason was sent in by a listener, so thank you very much for that. Like sad he's gone.
Could be a Land Larrikins.
33 for someone who's over 300 kilos. It's like a 200-year-old you or me.
Yeah.
It's not bad. I've pretty well.
Yeah. I think he lost a parent when he was pretty young and fucking went off the rails.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, it's sad, but still. It's not funny or anything, but yeah, it's not great. Also, a lot of consumption there.
So I've got a couple of mates that lost parents when we were teenagers, and my two mates from Hoppers both got into ice.
Oh.
Now they're off and they're thriving. They're 37. So
off the ice.
Maybe a little lesson there, you know.
I mean, it's very extreme either way, isn't it?
Go the ice, not the ice cream.
Or the ice.
Yeah.
But both fraught with danger from what I've seen.
Of course.
Myself didn't go for either, and I seem fine.
Middle ground.
All right, mate, we better get stuck in.
Could be a Land Larrikins episode, though.
On this bloke, or just them in general. Oh, yeah. Man, tough. I mean, yeah.
Patreon, it's the diet. Really. It's the Cut diet. Loose. It's like, yeah, it's like talking about Andre the Giant's diet.
Yeah.
It's just fun. Like, I am genuinely impressed. When I hear this stuff, I am impressed.
Crazy diets. It is. It's testament to what you can put the human body through.
Fucking oath.
Before you break it.
Yeah.
Like, pretty amazing. I've seen it time and time again, relatives and stuff, what they do to their bodies and still pull through and hit the 60s and the 70s. Think, how has this happened?
Well, maybe pretty impressive. Maybe it's not even a weight thing. Maybe everyone's just meant to eat a certain amount of meals, but you know what I mean? Like, he's eating three lunches in one day.
Yeah.
So that's almost 3 days. You know what I mean? He's had 60 years worth of meals.
Yeah. You're not going with the with the breaths, you're going with the meals.
I'm going with the meals.
So, you know, some people say it's heartbeats, sorry. You got so many heartbeats per lifetime.
Yeah.
Let's go meals.
Yeah. I think Trump's a heartbeat man.
He's a heartbeat enthusiast.
Yeah, it's why he won't exercise. Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's why he won't exercise.
Yeah. He's got a real thing against exercise.
He's in trouble. He's not getting through to the end of his next term.
No, he's a KFC
resident.
KFC on the private jet sort of fella.
Yeah, okay.
Well, I think if you're overweight, I think your resting heart rate's higher. So it's probably better to just, you know, exercise for a short amount of time, get that resting heart rate lower. Bing, bang, boom.
Yeah, okay.
Live forever.
What's the problem? It's all in, isn't it? It's heart attack on your first ever marathon at the age of 50. See it all the time.
Mate, I signed up for that marathon the other year and then made sure I got my heart checked. And
they said, don't do it.
No, they're all fine. They said you can. They said your heart's all good to go. But, yeah, if you want to do it again in the future, come get another check if you want.
Yeah, right. Mm. I mean, I could be sitting here by myself. Don't ever sign up for anything like that again.
Yeah.
Silly stuff.
You did it once. Never again. Wouldn't recommend it to the kids. Kids doing
marathon. I wouldn't recommend it to anyone.
Yeah.
Like, absolutely anyone. Even the people who think they're doing them and doing a good job of them, just stop doing it. You're all sucked out and fucking, you're like, you look palliative at the end of it. People who do too much running, you don't look great.
Mm.
And it's not all looks. Like, looks are, you know, health, I mean. Health looks.
Yeah.
Poor. I'm sure you can bang on about your resting heart rate and shit, but
you've
got no fucking liquid inside you. It's gone.
Yeah, very sucked in. Very gaunt.
Yeah.
Don't look great. That real jockey look.
They'd have an MFB cap on the smallest setting. Even their heads get small. They've got their shrunken heads.
Well, maybe that's what I should do it. Try and shrink this skull down a bit.
Yeah, get yourself a tennis ball sized head.
Well, that'd be the problem. I'd end up running marathons to lose all the weight, but my bonce's the same size until one day it just snaps my neck, you know?
Yeah, tip over.
Yeah.
Even when you're not asleep, if you tipped over, you have to hold it up with two hands. Can't do anything else. All right, mate, let's go.
All right, let's get into the F.
Let's do it. Woo!
All right, this week, mate, where about this is, again, budget.
No.
UK start. Jet 2 flight.
Oh. Yeah.
23 October 2020. Cyprus to Manchester.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. Not that common. Don't think we've had that before.
Mate, we haven't had Cyprus, but Manchester, fuck me dead. Remember for eight, it was North Carolina just seemed to be getting it done. Charlotte.
Yeah.
Haven't heard of Charlotte. Can't wait to hear Charlotte again. Don't even hear, you know what we don't hear about anymore? Shannon.
Shannon.
There's not even any diversions to Shannon because the planes are so close.
I think they're punching through. I think there's been a change in paradigm for the pilots, and they're like, you know what? I'm getting there.
Yeah.
Fuck this.
Yeah.
There's too many incidents. We're not going to Shannon anymore. Sick of the place. North Carolina, I don't know. Gaz, get on the job. There's got to be more North Carolina stuff coming out of there. We'll see.
That's a,
in the next few weeks, I reckon.
Call to arms for our amazing researcher, Gary. And thanks to everyone that has joined us on Patreon, patreon.com/midflightbrawl. Pays Gary's wages.
Yeah.
And superstar audio man, Conrad, who may or may not add a fart sound in right here to show that he is listening and on the tools.
As if that's Conrad, you fuckhead. I saw you lifting a cheek.
No, I didn't. I actually didn't. I wish I had one. Mate, I had so much food on the day of my birth. I've never eaten that much. Any Christmas day, anything.
Yeah.
Our mate Bart Freeban almost killed me with a lunchtime trip to Rockpool.
Ah.
I had to walk my bike up a hill. I couldn't pedal it.
Before you went to your party?
No. I had birthday drinks on Sunday. Tuesday was my actual birthday. And Tuesday lunch, he's fucked me up with food.
Yep.
All the types of beef, steak tartare, fucking bone marrow, physically couldn't pedal a bike.
Yep.
Got home, had a nap for about 20 minutes. Woken up by my two children, one who came back from school, one who came back from kinder.
Mm.
Hey, Dad, you ready for birthday pizza night? I'm like, fuck.
Absolutely.
Dragged to an Italian restaurant. Fucked.
Oof.
Like a taut, like a 50-year-old Alco's pot gut.
That's how you get stretch marks, I reckon. Those bellies just get real hard and just full. And then the next day you've got stretch marks, I reckon. I don't know.
I haven't taken a shit yet and I'm not looking forward to it.
Oh, man. Goodness. Make it easy. Last year in Cyprus, a precedent-setting court case occurred, which was very interesting. I found myself in a bit of a hole here on the internet Cyprus area. Former English miner David Hunter and his wife of 50 years had retired to Cyprus and lived there for 20 years near Paphos. Janice contracted blood cancer, didn't want to live. She was in pain and begged David to kill her.
Oh, no.
He said, okay.
Oh,
you don't want to leave a note or anything? Nah, people will figure it out. So he smothered his wife to death, held her mouth and nose shut like you would do to a fish. Anyway, quite the conundrum. A lot of people talk tough here, don't they, with that? Like when shove comes to smother with your bare hands, they're not really willing to saddle up and get the job done, are they? Can't tell you how many times I've heard, when I get to 80, I'll probably just kill myself. So will you? Let's chat again when you're 79, dickhead. See if you feel the same way.
Yeah, it's like the chat about heroin. I'll do heroin when I'm...
Yeah, sure you will, mate. Where are you going to get it? You know, shuffle down to a corner, get it?
Mate, by the time we're 80, you'll be able to buy heroin. Don't worry about that. It'll be like Portugal. You can get it. It's decriminalized. You'll be able to buy it.
You reckon?
Yeah.
Just get someone to rack up on the end of your walking stick and you'll be sniffing it.
Man, if I'm 80, I'm shooting it. Let's not fucking play games. There's no need to snort.
You won't find a fucking vein when you're 80. You know those paper arms they've got? That's why they're all bruised, because nurses can't find veins.
Put it in and just goes out the other side? Nah.
Oh. he got put in the clink, obviously, for 2 years.
Old people, by the way, really do have fucking goldfish in a plastic bag arms.
Oh, yeah. That's why, I mean, that's why they come out looking like they've been absolutely bashed. If you, like, grab one's arm and help them onto a bus or something, you might as well snap it. It's not a nice time.
I do feel, though, this generation now, there's going to be people living to 130 and people living to 42. It's like the middle class is gone. I reckon 70s and 80s are out.
Yeah. I think I could still live the dream.
You've either got monster energy.
Are you talking about the next one?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Later, you're going to have monster energy drinks and vape, heart explode 42.
Yep.
All the people, green smoothies, fucking Pilates, all that shit.
Yeah, I think it's beyond green smoothies. I think those people, there's some dickhead trying to live forever or something.
Yeah, I saw him, Brian something.
That's his whole life. I don't see it as a victory.
No.
Why would you want to live past 100? It's absolutely insane to claim that as some sort of victory. It means you haven't really done much. That's all it means.
Yeah.
It's like, I've never seen a 110-year-old on the news. You go, wish I knew him. Like you say with your grandma, like, you know.
What I think too is that none of them enjoy new music, new movies, anything like that. So it's everything new that comes out. You're just getting more annoyed every day.
Yeah. I mean, I can relate to that, but you still got to move on and keep producing. I was having this discussion last night with Brendan about music. Like, that's why all these superannuation tour bastards come out and just do the same stuff they did in their prime in the 80s. Yeah. That's where the money is, because people who want nostalgia. But they must be so sick of singing fucking Piano Man or Born in the USA.
Yeah.
And if they had have stuck to that from the start and gone, right, well, that's over. 5 years after I wrote that song, I'm never playing it again. Move on. If I'm any good, I'll put out a new album every few years. People come to that. No one's ever done that.
Because can you actually produce it? Can you produce a new good album every few years? Probably not.
Prince did.
The fucking classics every time.
Absolutely. No. Fucking really? Awesome. Yes. But, I mean, I think people just want the money. And then these dickheads are saying, oh, such and such has had a 50-year career. No, they haven't. They had a 5-year career that they dragged out to 50 with Hotel California every fucking night for 50 years. They must want to kill themselves.
Well, I think Prince did. He died of fucking fentanyl on a plane.
Yeah. I don't think that was from playing Purple Rain too many times. More natural courses. This guy, David Hunter, put in the clink, obviously, 2 years, awaiting trial, but the courts heard how it was a loving relationship. Bing, bang, boom, free man. Perhaps shopping around for a new wife as we speak. Who knows? Very interesting times for that.
You wouldn't want that first date chat.
I think we're going to see a lot more of this. The voluntary dying. Is it voluntary? Conundrum. Anyway, this case this week, pretty much a Control V situation. Budget airline, tip rats with just enough cash, father and son combo, continental European location, absolutely fucking decimated by fuckwit.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
English people.
Thankfully working on commercial radio. Now at the minute it's Jetstar's 20th birthday sale.
Oh.
And they're doing you buy a starter fare, you get the return fare free. So now there's half-price Jetstar flights on sale until,
brilliant,
I think it was last Thursday night.
But the flights when? That's when we'll see the aftermath of that.
Yeah, I'll keep tabs.
Father's Day.
Keep tabs on the website. We're recording this the week before it's come out, so the sale's on now. Not that anybody listening to this will be able to partake because it's already gone.
Sucked in. You shouldn't be listening to this if that's your stuff.
And also, Jetstar sales aren't Halley's Comet. Just wait until next week.
Absolutely.
And there'll be another one.
Yeah. I remember when Breville turned 21.
Really? Breville? Yeah. What did they do?
I think Breville. Breville. 21 today. Breville's giving money away.
Right.
Big ad. Big ad campaign. It's a gorilla, I think, on it. Yeah. Someone in Brisbane, someone from that era might be able to tell me.
Right.
Gorilla jumping around. But, you know, I didn't partake, and yet I own a sandwich toaster. So don't worry about it. Just follow your dreams, live your life, and you can come out on top. How's the Brexit aftermath for places like Cyprus, do you reckon, among other Euro nations sick of the Brits? Are they entitled to say, rack off, no more you pasty losers allowed in our countries ever again, and then struggle through the initial stages of no tourist dollars until we figure out an alternative industry? Like that's,
yeah.
If I were a European country, I would say, all right, made your choice. We will have no more tourism from your stupid country. We'll sort ourselves out. Don't know.
But I don't, I think that's the problem. Maybe everything's not ready yet. It'd be like if Australia shut down mining today.
Yeah.
No good. Yeah. We're done.
I know, but.
And I get it. Don't dig up the whatever. But
yeah, I don't know.
Maybe tax them a bit more. We wouldn't have to do it for as long.
Yeah, methadone ourselves off it, which we don't seem to be doing at all. Maybe the Cyprus problem is no longer considered to be the Turkish Cypriots and the Greek Cypriots. They're disagreeing. It's misbehaving dickhead English tourists. They could unite the island once and for all. You know, that common enemy mentality?
Yeah, of course.
The Turks and the Greeks are like, we hate them so much more than we hate you. Let's have a hug. Get on with life. Unite the nation.
Maybe it should be no more English-Irish pubs in a fucking shipping container that can pop up anywhere.
That's a given. There should be no more like Guinness served outside of Ireland, for example, even though I like the stuff.
I know.
Maybe colonies, but, you know, countries that don't traditionally have black beer,
yeah,
get rid of it. I'll solve a bit. Countries that didn't invent big screens, get rid of them. You could solve a lot of problems right here. Christopher Tooth, 57, loves his family nearly as much as he loves Man United.
Oh, great.
And Matthew Tooth, his son, 34. Chris and Matt on their way home from Cyprus, been out visiting family, the Tooths. Or the teeth. Would they be called the teeth? The teeth are coming. Like if your last name's Knife, surely it's the knives are coming for dinner.
Of course. It has to be.
Or the teeth. They've been separated along strict gender lines. Chris's ex-wife, as well as his daughter, Matt's sister, and a granddaughter, were living in Cyprus. Presumably the baby Chris decks out in full head-to-toe Man U strip for social media profile photos.
Yuck.
Yeah, boots, everything, whole lot.
It's hard. Charlie's having a hard time, my five-year-old at primary school, because he doesn't really have a footy team. He's like, well, mum and my dad, like, they like Carlton and dad likes Essendon and my friend goes for Brisbane, so I don't know. And kids are like, pick a team.
Really?
As soon as they say that, I'm like, don't play with him anymore.
Yeah.
He's a wrong'un.
Maybe don't pick a team at all. Yeah. I seem to have gotten by just fine.
Yeah. Like, mate, you're fine. You're five. Yeah. Do whatever else but spend time doing this. I promise you.
Does he like football?
Couldn't give a fuck.
Why have a team?
That's what I tell him.
Ridiculous.
What he likes is winding me up.
He should pick Tasmania, give himself another 3 or 4 years to make a decision when he's old enough to go, I don't like any of them.
Yeah.
The teeth got on the plane, had a little tipple.
Oh, of course, a lifetime.
Maybe the national drink of Cyprus, the brandy sour, a refreshing cocktail before a 5-hour flight. Who knows?
Doubt it.
Yeah, I doubt it too.
Pint of Stella or Heineken at the fucking airport. Times eight.
Preferably a little bit warm. Matt was accused of doing what?
Spewing on himself?
Nah, eating one of the personal dinners of the cabin crew.
How do you get
I don't know. Just walk
He's just gone down the back and had a look.
I don't know if this means like a pre-packed one or a Tupperware lunch they've brought from home. But I think the crew dinners are better than the...
He's just seen a Tupperware with Matt written on it and thought, you fucking beauty.
Yeah.
Like my mate Tommy Maloney in primary school used to do, he'd grab something and a kid would go, that's mine. And Tommy would find the little TM trademark on the thing. Yeah, my initials are on it, you know.
Great. Do you get in a lot of fights over this?
Yeah, heaps.
Good on him.
Can't show him though.
Matt could be heard yelling, she's telling me I'm eating her skank food. And Chris, the dad, intervened, saying it's out of order. That's one of their favourite sayings, that mob up north. You're out of order. And became aggressive towards the staff.
Oh.
Both men.
Hold on. The dad, he's not admonishing the son.
No, he's admonishing the crew for admonishing the son for eating their food. This is good parenting.
I couldn't believe, I thought, he's a fucking great dad. I've had Mr. Tooth all wrong.
Absolutely not. You don't know the teeth like I do. Both men followed the cabin crew to the back of the plane while being abusive and aggressive. They've eventually calmed down, went back to their seats. And this is when the world had gone bloody mad on nanny state. The cabin manager asked Matt to wear his mask, causing them both of them to go off again. Matt became abusive to a passenger who also asked him to wear his mask. This is when you could just dob on other people openly to their face. Yelling at her inches from her face, like screaming in a woman's face, who said, put your mask on. This is cabin manager feared he was going to hit her, so he had to physically hold Matt back. What did Matt yell at the passenger?
Fuck off, slag.
No, but I like the cut of your jib. No. I'll fucking drag you off this plane. They're flying. Like it's still in the air.
Wow. He was backed himself.
Eventually put back in his seat. Plane landed. Now they pushed on. None of this Shannon bullshit. It was still moving. Chris, the dad, tried to get up to go to the toilet and he's asked to sit down. He sat down at first, then he stood up again, said he needed to use a toilet, stating, shall I piss on you then, wanker? Once the plane stopped.
I honestly think you've just got to let the bloke go to the toilet.
Yeah, pretty much. If you're taxiing and like if I think previous form dictates what happens here, although they can be a bit too vigilant.
What you have to do, I think, is the cabin manager or one of the flight attendants go, you know what, just fine, fucking go to the toilet. You know they're about to probably be arrested.
Yeah.
Let him go to the toilet. And as it's taxiing, you tell the pilot, hey, he's just locked the door. Give him 5 seconds, he'll start pissing and then just start pumping the brakes.
Yeah.
Try and knock him around in the loo. Try and knock him into his own piss.
I saw someone sent me something recently. It wasn't the person. It was someone saying it. I don't know. Online saying they're a bus driver and every now and then they look in the mirror and just say to the passengers, say to themselves, are you all cunts? And then just pump the brakes twice and everyone nods on the bus.
Little puppet master.
Oh, pretty good. That's someone who hates their job and yet refuses just to walk off. I've been in that exact position. And so, yeah, pretty good. The plane stopped. He went to the toilet, which was locked, as they do. Easy to unlock.
Oh, of course.
It's like unlocking one at home. Do it with your fingernail or finger. Like just, just unlock it. He broke the handle and then urinated with the door open in full view of everyone. He also came back and pissed on his seat at some point. I think he'd pissed on the seat earlier, but... Yeah, he finished pissing on his seat.
I do love that. Someone that's half pissed themselves going, I need to take a piss. It's like, no, mate, that's not a thing in the future. This is a present. This is happening.
Yeah. I mean, there's always a couple of times in your life, one in my life, where I could have avoided being arrested if I just pissed my pants instead of trying to do the right thing. Like you might as well just wet yourself. Yeah, well, that's embarrassing. Better than spending a night in the clink, though. They found themselves with their statuses changed.
Status arrested.
The comments section went off. It was the collective think tank of society now, the comments section. Pretty harsh but fair. General consensus was that jail time was appropriate. The name should be Toothless rather than Tooth, that sort of stuff.
Not bad. Pretty good gear.
They ended up being a bit of a wild ride. Tess Tickle from... Milton Keynes said, I'm not surprised this bloke got arrested. I flew with Jet 2 and a member of the cabin crew touched me in the front bottom area. I did not report him though because he would have got into trouble. A tribute to Don Logan.
Yes,
right
very
there
good.
In the Daily Mail comments section. It's unreal.
Here's me putting my bag up in the cupboard. Next thing you know, I feel hands on me. Someone's touched me. Touched my front bottom. I can't believe it. I've gone all cold. I look round. He's standing there, isn't he? That steward with the guilty look on his face. I was shocked. I didn't know what to say. I'd sit down. I was that perturbed.
Very good. Sexy beast, if you haven't seen it. Yeah, your favourite.
It is. It's unreal.
I love it. And it's the clip at the end of our intro. Open the fucking door.
Yeah, that's Don. Yep. Don's got some great quotable quotes throughout that film, but that's a particularly good scene where he gets done for smoking on the plane. It's nice.
Fuck off.
Another commenter who turned out to be quite prolific, serial killer in the shadows. He doesn't look like he can fight his way out of a paper bag. Back in my day, he'd have had his teeth smashed down his throat for behaving like that. Now, serial killer in the shadows ended up in a bit of a hole here, started an account on October 2020, posted 837 comments in the space of less than a year, never posted again. It's a roller coaster.
Did the spicy cough get him or?
I think he might be Daddy Bones. I don't know. But I'll tell you what, I want to go through all of them, collate them, because I'm going to read some out here.
So these are serial killer in the shadows comments from across numerous articles.
Yes, yeah.
Right.
And it's unbelievable. Like it's just here's a series of them.
But how are any of those newspaper comment sections, surely they're getting flagged by police agencies or, you know.
Yeah, I don't know.
This bloke's posted on three different articles in a day.
Can you find them though? Like I suppose police can find these people via digital
IP address or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean you must have to get a complaint against you to do it, though. Yeah. I don't imagine police are sitting there going, all right, what's serial killer in the shadows up to today? I would be. First thing I'd be doing if I was digital police. But it's just it's an amazing sort of section of society we've got, commenters, and it's pretty much literature. This is a series of them, and it reads as such. It's a page full. And I think a good project would be to transcribe the whole 837 and put out –
it's a different podcast. Like
an article or a zine of the works of serial killer in the shadows altogether.
It's just all off this one newspaper?
Yeah. Just off the Daily Mail.
Okay.
That's it. Serial Killer in the Shadows, 2020 to 2021, Daily Mail comments, 837 of them. That's roughly 2 to 3 a day. And anyway, here goes. So if people aren't into this, sucked in, because it's going to take a minute or two. Shaw, who watches this? It's children's television. Holly Willoughby farts on a biscuit and feeds it to Philip Schofield's wife. Seems you re-moaners never shut the fuck up. Addicts build up a tolerance. I'm so happy I stopped paying my TV license months ago. I suppose you eat them whole. Dumbles, you're obviously enjoying a lifetime of stupid assumptions. I don't care if bacon isn't healthy. Smoke streaky bacon. Yum. You leave little kids out of it, you sick, twisted fuck. You condone doing that to a child, you sick, twisted fuck. He's a child, for fuck's sake. Who does that to a child? I bet you'd be hiding in your closet pissing your knickers. Hopefully the Russians will sink a few dinghies for us. I despise the man. He's an arrogant, virtue-signaling fool. However, I don't want to wish harm or death on him. Rats. Amoeba. Try that again with correct grammar. Do you see the irony in what you've just wrote? That's because most women don't have wives. Derpy derp derp. Never, really. You don't say. Jamie Oliver's recipe for bugs. 1 cup of Beatles, 8 gallons of olive oil, 50 different hard-to-find herbs and spices, 1 litre of saliva. Why listen to her? She can't even sit on a sofa properly. The nurses administering vaccines are usually female, so I guess you enjoy punching women. Big actions from a pussy that's scared of a little needle. So you're supposed to put it in your mouth and chew it. Silly me. I've been rubbing it on my bollocks. You obviously have a lot of experience eating shit. Like this would pass for literature now.
Yeah.
Imagine future civilizations finding digital artifacts instead of Byron, Keats, Joyce, et al. They come across serial killer in the shadows. Fucking amazing.
That'll be when I visit you in a home in like 40 years' time or something.
Just that.
Hey, kids, let's go see Uncle Eggy.
Yeah.
That exact thing. Oh, on a loop.
I could memorize that.
He was making some good points, though. The problem is that it's on the Daily Mail comment section. I think some of those, if you were having a conversation and retorted with some of those sentences, you're fine. But it's where he's placed them that is the biggest issue.
They're all crazy. They're all in mad spots, and he's quite incendiary. Plus, you know, he makes some good points. That's one of your mantras, isn't it? When you're talking about your internet heroes there. He makes some good points. He's managed to maintain radio silence since 2021. I think he probably is dead.
Mm.
And yet the world's still rotating without this fucking internet commenter. Unbelievable.
Well, you know what? maybe he could be the bloke from your flight last week to Perth. He could be that bloke, but he's found spirituality, so now he just annoys people in person instead of Daily Mail articles.
I mean, arguably a more effective way to get the message out there one by one in person, because that sticks with you.
Oh, of
online,
course.
Online, it's such a jumble. Everyone's like, who cares? Just fucking rubbish.
But when it's next to you for 5.5 hours, God, you will remember.
Yeah.
You remembered it all.
Absolutely. I mean, that's how you build up an art. That's how you build up an audience. So I've done it. 15 years of one by one fans with no friends, and they come to your shows. It's all relative. Another one is Serial Killers. Serial's comments under this article about the teeth was this is actually in this article. He's posted a link to a Tina Turner article about, I don't know how this, how he got there, but then I don't know how I get anywhere here. You just fucking don't know.
Was it the Tina Turner impersonator? Remember that one in Brisbane, the NRL season opener party and the fucking fireworks inside set off the fire alarms?
Was that one just a bloke in a dress?
I assume. Was it a,
Depends NRL. What year up there. They didn't let women perform. It was more of a, blokes, I'll take it from here.
Well, you say that. Now you come down to Melbourne and a lot of TikTok, famous TikTokers and Instagram groups, it is that.
Cross-dressing's back.
Man, the footy show were ahead of their time.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you stick around long enough, that trend will come back. Your enemies come floating by. Cross-dressing's back in a big way, in comedy as well. As well as screens and fucking, screen comedy.
Oh, yeah, that was back this year.
PowerPoints and shit. That's back.
A lot of AV. That had been gone for about 13 or so years. I don't think maybe since a Danny Boy with a headset.
You know what? Disturbingly, the one I don't look forward to coming back is Dick's Out. That was about a dozen years ago.
Yeah.
End of your show, here's my dick or something. Like, it's still every now and then.
A few of our mates did a full nerd. Joel Creasy, Damien Power. Who else did a nude?
Yeah. I mean, I don't really. Dane Rathbone, Fiona O'Loughlin.
Dane Rathbone, yeah.
Bev Killick, like a lot of bunch of people have done full nude comedy. Don't know.
Full credit to Bev Killick. She would also do it out on the piss with you.
Oh, yeah.
Next to a pokies machine on a Tuesday night.
Take a work home with her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She lives the life.
I love it.
She fucking walks the walk. She walks the nude walk.
Oh. Anyway, speaking of which, this Tina Turner article that he's posted, it's an article about how a small town girl made it big. Survived an abusive marriage, suicide attempt, financial ruin, ending up at Buddhism. Underneath, Serial has said, true fact is she didn't wear underwear on stage. That meant everybody in the first few rows could see her nutbush city limit. So he's not averse to a bit of comedy.
Now, when I take it back, he doesn't make some good points.
Yeah, he makes no good points. If you were to look through the whole lot, it's all just rubbish, Serial. Anyway, both Chris and Matt, the teeth, were due to appear alongside each other, but Matt failed to attend.
That, by the way, that is very sad, isn't it? Like a father-son magistrate's court. So sad.
Even worse when one of them doesn't turn up. Surely you drive there together or something. Just got to pick up on the way, mate. I don't know.
Yeah.
We're in this together. I did raise you. Badly, but I did raise you, and it's where we are now.
Yeah,
but it's not a great father son bonding experience. Both on the wrong side of the docks.
Maybe they only had one court suit between them.
Oh yeah,
turning up at different times. They've been caught out.
Share the piano tie around. Yeah, he'll be here tomorrow, looking like this with slightly more hair. A warrant got issued for Matt's arrest. In mitigation, Chris's defence lawyer, Andrew Marsh, told the court, he tells me he and his son had been to Cyprus trying to tying up personal affairs. His estranged wife, grandchild and daughter live out there. He had seen them and was coming back with his son. They had a few drinks before getting on the flight. At the time this commotion started, he was asleep. He was alerted by the noise and recognised it was his son. You know how you hear a cry? You know, that's probably mine somewhere. In there, in that fight.
Of course.
When they're little.
I'm at kids' play centres a lot. That's the only one I look up from my phone for.
It's funny, isn't it? No one quite imitates your kid as well as they can. Yeah, that's mine.
It's like a snowflake or fingerprints.
Mm. I mean, the question is how long you can leave it and pretend you didn't know it was yours.
Well, it depends how loud it starts, I think. I know pretty quick.
Oh, you know.
If it's a rush in or a he'll figure it out.
Yeah. Recognised it was his son. He went over to try and calm matters down but became embroiled in the commotion. So this lawyer's trying to throw Matt under the bus. So it's his son's fault. He's not here. Chris is a good bloke. Chris admitted to one count of entering an aircraft drunk. He was fined how much?
Oh, that's going to be fuck all. That'll be 500 quid.
Not bad. 670 GBP.
Okay.
And court costs of £85 and a £67 victim surcharge, I assume, for the woman who got screamed in the face, or Chris must have done something to a crew member. Nothing said about the meal.
So Chris, hold on. Chris is the dad. He didn't eat the meal. Did he snapped the thing off the door though, didn't he?
Yeah, he did the pissing.
And the pissing.
We've seen a lot worse for this.
Fucking hell. You never know. Never know what you're going to get.
I mean, it didn't say that he got his dick out and pissed on the seat. He just pissed the seat.
Yeah. Okay.
So, I don't know. Anyway, cannot find Matt. Don't know what happened to the bastard.
Matt has just stayed away.
He's on the run. Yeah.
Statute of limitations.
He's gone. I think realistically, court's got too much to do. Like, obviously, he's going to have some sort of problems, but no one cares, do they?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. So much other bad shit going on, especially up there. Manchester Crown Court, hardly number one priority, finding Matt Tooth, who stole a meal.
Oh. So. Yeah. Let's try and find a drunk Matt who was a cunt on a plane.
Yeah, you won't find him. Yeah, there'll be another one with his exact name in the news soon.
Yeah, like
enough.
The other week.
Yeah.
Some poor bloke being banned from Jet 2 forever over a mistake.
I know. Yeah.
Mistaken identity.
I wonder if anyone got banned from Bonza for life.
Four.
That wouldn't be a bad one.
All of us now.
Yep. I think you'll find some Jetstar planes will have the Bonza underneath.
Oh, 100%.
Bit of Bonza paraphernalia found on Jetstar planes in the next couple of years.
Jetstar, I think, have the freshest fleet.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
They got new seats. I was on one not too long ago.
Not bad.
Fresh seats. Well, it's still bad.
Yeah.
They're small. Like my knees
hit
the seat in front and I'm not that big.
Mm.
So, yeah, big people. Funnily enough, some of the largest metaphorical and literal customers of Jetstar shouldn't be on there.
That brings us to the end of another episode of Mid-Flight Brawl. Matt Tooth, if you hear this, good luck. I don't know what you're planning on doing.
Keep the dream alive,
stay away.
He won't hear this. He's gone bush, living off the land on the road.
He hasn't. He's doing what he's doing every fucking day before he went to Cyprus and no one cares. They're just let him go. Matt is more troubles than he's worth, you know. Thanks again for listening. If you want to get bonus episodes, if you want to get these early and ad-free or our spin-off pod, Land Larrikins, get onto our Patreon, patreon.com/midflightbrawl. Heggy, you're on tour. You're Grogan tour all around the joint.
That's kicking on. Book launches in Brisbane coming up and Sydney. Yep. So get around
that's
that. Go to lukeheggy.com for details or just turn up.
All right. And we'll see you on the road. We're in Brisbane this weekend, May the 11th, and then July 19, 2021, we are in Sydney, Newcastle, and Canberra. Midflightbrawl.com for tickets. We'll see you out on the road somewhere. Cheers, legends.
Yeah, mate.
Thanks for tuning in to Mid-Air Brawl. This is our very first episode. Heggy, you're already shaking your head.
It's Mid-Flight Brawl, dickhead.
Oh, fucking hell.
Okay, ready to go. The clap. Hang on, sorry, I fucked it. Clap.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer.
Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.